What's happening, Polite Society? I hope you're having a good week. If you're here for the first time, welcome to my channel. I'm Alan. On Saturdays, we've been analyzing the women's movement, and on Wednesdays, we've been examining non-evangelical groups. In this video, we will be looking at the Religion of Christian Science, founded by Mary Baker Eddy. So let's delve in. Mary Ann Morse Baker, better known as Mary Baker Eddy, the mother of Christian Science, was born in New Hampshire in 1821. She was raised a strict Congregationalist. For those of you who are unfamiliar about what a Congregationalist is, because they have kind of gone out of vogue in evangelical circles in recent years, historically, Congregationalists were Reformed Christians who subscribed to the Savoy Declaration. They packed a pretty big wallop in Christendom in earlier days. Notable Congregationalist ministers include John Owen, Jonathan Edwards, and Cotton Mather. But back to Mary. The future founder of Christian Science suffered from both physical and emotional ailments in her early years. In 1843, she married George Glover, but his death spiraled the pregnant Mary into instability. A hotly debated topic is whether or not Mary used morphine as medication, with Christian Science supporters strongly denying that she did. In 1853, she married Daniel Patterson, but later divorced him. Her third and final marriage was to Asa Eddy, who, like Glover, her first husband, also died. A history of Christian Science would be incomplete without mentioning Phineas P. Quimby of Portland, Maine. Phineas was a mentalist, a mesmerist, and a folk healer. Mary's opinion of Quimby seems to have shifted over the course of her life. Early on, she lauded him for healing her of her ailments. Years later, she referred to him as an unlearned man. Mary's 1875 book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, is said to contain plagiarism of Quimby's work. If you want to do a deeper study on that matter, you can check out Walter Martin's title, The Christian Science Myth. It is claimed that Mary Baker Eddy discovered Christian Science after a fall. She had slipped on a sidewalk, been given 3 days to live, and asked for a Bible. After reading Matthew 9:2, she arose, healed. However, under oath, the attending physician, Dr. Cushing, denied stating that Mary was ever in a perilous state. It could be argued that Mary Baker Eddy may have struggled with the sin of greed. There is evidence that she was a bit heavy-handed with her followers when it came to circulating her writings. She wrote that it was the duty of all Christian Scientists to distribute and sell as many copies of Science and Health as they could, and if they did not do so, they were liable to lose their membership. Let's turn to Christian Science doctrine and theology. What do Christian Scientists believe about God? According to Mary Baker Eddy, the theory of three persons in one God, that is a personal trinity or triunity, suggests polytheism rather than the one ever-present I am. Jesus Christ is divided into Jesus and Christ. According to Eddy, the spiritual Christ was infallible and Jesus, as a material manhood, was not Christ. One of the more controversial aspects about Mary's doctrines is her teachings on healing. In Science and Health, she wrote, "The sick are not healed merely by declaring there is no sickness, but by knowing that there is none." In terms of the atonement, one Christian Science source states, "We acknowledge that the crucifixion of Jesus and his resurrection serve to uplift faith, to understand eternal life, even the allness of soul, spirit, and the nothingness of matter." And Mary Baker Eddy wrote, "The material blood of Jesus was no more efficacious to cleanse from sin when it was shed upon the accursed tree than when it was flowing in his veins as he went daily about his Father's business." Another noteworthy feature of Christian Science is in relation to evil. Once again, quoting Mary from Science and Health, "Evil is but an illusion, and it has no real basis. Evil is a false belief. God is not its author. The supposititious parent of evil is a lie." About man, she wrote, "Man is not matter. He is not made up of brain, blood, bones, and other material elements. Man is idea, the image of love. He is not physique." I could go on, but it is safe to say that every single essential and core Christian doctrine is rejected by Christian Science. Finding even some common grounds between the group's beliefs and fundamental evangelical doctrines is nearly impossible. In terms of Mary's relationship with the 19th century women's movement, some egalitarian scholars have described Eddy's position on the matter as ambiguous. She generally admired abolitionists and temperance workers, while disagreeing with reformers on other issues. Let's turn to criticism. Christian Science is essentially a pantheistic religion, while authentic evangelical Christianity is monotheistic and Trinitarian. In Mary's worldview, all that exists is mind, and matter has no real existence at all. For the student of church history, echoes of Gnosticism in Eddy's thinking immediately come to mind. Contrary to Mary Baker Eddy's anti-Trinitarian assertion, the scriptures teach that God is triune. He is one being, and that being is shared by three divine persons who are the same in substance and co-equal in power and glory. The Trinitarian nature of the Godhead can be found in Genesis 1:26, Genesis 11:7, and Isaiah 6:8. In Genesis 19:24, Yahweh rains down fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah from Yahweh out of heaven. And in the high priestly prayer recorded in John 17, the incarnate Son on earth communes with the Father in heaven. All three persons are identified as Lord and God in Scripture. The Father throughout the pages of the sacred volume. The Son in John 1:1, Romans 9:5, Philippians 2:8-11, and Colossians 2:9, just to cite a few passages. And the Holy Spirit in Acts 5:3-4, and 2 Corinthians 3:17. Jesus and Christ are not separate aspects of the Lord of glory. There is a hypostatic union. Jesus as the incarnate Son was and continues to be Christ. The God-man was not fallible in his humanity. He is the perfect man, and it is because he lived a perfect life as a human being on our behalf that it is even possible for us to have salvation. Additionally, sickness is real, and healing does not transpire by knowing there is no sickness, but through the supernatural power of the Son of God. We read of this in the healing of the woman who had a hemorrhage in Matthew 9, Mark 5, and Luke 8. Furthermore, Christ's vicarious atonement is not simply to uplift faith and understand eternal life, nor is the blood of Jesus unable to cleanse us from our sin. The apostle teaches the exact opposite when he writes that the blood of Jesus, his, that is God's, Son, cleanses us from all sin. Neither is evil but an illusion that has no real basis. In Genesis 3, we are introduced to the author of evil, the serpent of old, who was the devil and Lucifer. The Son of God came to destroy his works. To deny the existence of evil is to deny reality. We live in a fallen and sinful world and witness evil daily. The unjust homicide of an innocent child in the womb is merely a single example. Also, contra Eddy, though man is not exclusively matter like naturalistic materialists argue, his ontological nature nonetheless includes matter. Man is a bipartite being. In Genesis 2, Moses writes that the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. In summation, Christian Science, like the other non-evangelical religious groups we have looked at in this series, is a false movement whose heretical and mendacious teachings solid Bible-believing Christians must reject. Mary Baker Eddy herself needs to be identified as a false teacher. Her writings contain many heresies that run completely contrary to authentic biblical Christianity. Nevertheless, let's be in prayer for Christian Scientists. Let's pray that the Spirit will work in their hearts so they can turn away from the false teachings of Mary and turn to the truth found in God's Word. Through the Spirit's work, they may be enabled to believe in the true Jesus Christ as he is freely offered in the gospel. All right, that's a wrap for now. The sources that I used for this video are available in the description below. Ladies and gents, if you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comment section down below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notifications. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome rest of your week, and for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.